The Volumes of Truth,
Volume 7, The Sword Comes, May 23rd, 2010.
From the Lord, our God and Savior, the word of the Lord spoken to Timothy,
for all those who have ears to hear.
Thus says the Lord, Behold, the Lord has purposed, and that which I have purposed to do is established. The first of many called, their number accomplished. It is done. Thus there shall now be a great emptiness across the land, and among the churches a void, a dullness of understanding, a great emptiness, with the way ahead unsure for those who have not known me. For they have refused to accept me as I truly am. Yet those who come out from among them shall have their eyes opened and their understanding brightened. For their hearts have longed for me, their hearts I have known.
Therefore, my servants, blow the trumpet against your nation and the rulers of this world. Sound the alarm and warn the people, for my hand is removed. Behold, that which restrains
is taken out of the way,
and he who withholds lets.
Again I say to you,
warn them from me, for the sword shall soon come upon your nation, even upon the whole of this world, to the distress of all nations,
says the Lord. Thus says the Lord,
I am come out of my sanctuary, and the arm of the Lord shall be revealed. The anger of the Lord shall be made fully known, and great and mighty nations shall be brought down. And woe to those who come against my people, Jacob! Woe to all who come out to destroy Israel! You shall come to know the power of the Lord in his anger. In the strength of my hot displeasure shall you be brought down.
Behold, you shall lick the dust, all your mighty men of battle strewn about, all your devices coming to rest in ruinous heaps, littering the open fields.
For the Lord has spoken, and so shall it be, and come to pass, in the sight of all nations. Therefore, hear the word of the Lord, all you multitudes. Listen and heed this warning, all you deceitful peoples of the earth. Your labor pains shall be dire, and shall increase quickly. Much wailing shall be heard. Behold, the birth shall be accomplished through much suffering, with no respite, lasting 7 days.
Yet it shall come to pass that whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord in that day and at that time shall be saved,
as it is written.
For the first harvest shall indeed be lowly, of the lowly and of the innocent, and the second plenteous,
of the refined and penitent,
says the Lord God, creator of heaven and earth. The Lord of hosts is my name.